Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
So this is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies, and homies. Make money.
Hold out here for a pill.
Yeah,
when
he tryna
get this money for
the
real.
I want to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? Fantasy Football Hustler back at you. We got another mock draft going down. We got a rookie super flex mock, and hopefully we'll be able to get some IDP in the mix here. Sleeper, you need to get your stuff together. And we need a few more people to draft with us. So if you're watching this on replay, just fast forward it a little bit to when you see the screen pop up. Kind of like this. All right. And everyone can just hang out with us. Everyone on replay. Just fast forward real quick. All right. Let's see. Who do we got in here? Leave some comments in the chat, peeps. Let's shout out. See who's up in here. And let's get this last spot filled. We need one more. Kidda and Peacock joined. There we go. We need one more. Let's see who's up in here. What up, Johnny? Said, yo, dropping a like and hitting Twitch. Appreciate you, brother. Daniel Berry, what up, homie? Let's see. We got our man Derek. Salute. There we go. Johnny's over on Twitch. Chase, what up, bro? Stranger, what up, homie? What are you smoking on, bro? Joe in the house. Let's smoke it up. Minnesota Marty was going down. Toyota One, what up, what up? All right, boom. Marty's in. We are all filled up. Let me pull up Twitch on my TV here, and then we're going to zoom this in. Just so... Man, I don't know why it keeps putting this in snake mode. Every single time I come in here. All right. And sorry, guys, if you had a specific position in mind, we got to shake it up. Okay, let's zoom in now. There we go. You can see six spots at a time there. Nice. Great runs at the moment. I like it. Okay. Is everybody ready? Hold on. Let me see. Turn the sound off there. And the one thing that is really annoying about Sleeper is how it's like really hard to get back to, really hard to get, like it's almost impossible to like get back to the mock drafts like in the app. I don't understand it. All right, there we go. Zoomed in. Drizzle said Peacock got Stroud in round one. Well, this is a rookie mock draft. So, I mean, Stroud won't be there. But, yeah, I'm sure some other players that potentially go into the Texans, Peacock will be on. And where's Dominic? Let's see those green dots, peeps. Let's see those green dots, Big Tons, Toyota One. Let me message Bakes a lot. And oh, actually, I said 4:20, so we got 7 minutes. My bad. We're ready.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, Noble's in the house. We're getting ready to start. Your mom just called you, bud. Your mom just called you. All right, perfect. Toyota One said he hasn't had a problem getting into the mock draft. I wonder if it's just me. I don't know. Like, there were some other people who said they were kind of having some issues. At least I thought. Let me see. Do I have an update? Don't have an update. Okay, Derek said he's good too. And, if you guys want to get into our March Madness bracket, I'm not even exactly sure how many people are in as of right now. I feel like we might have close to like 40 in there. So going to be a decent pot. It'll be the top for pretty much for every 10. We had 25 at first. Okay, that was like what I was going off of. And then there's three managers getting paid out. As we kind of bump up an extra like 10 people, there'll be an extra people, an extra person getting paid. And Johnny said we got 55 brackets in right now. I know that that's how many that it says, but it's not 100% accurate because there's some in there who haven't filled them out. I know some on purpose and like added extra ones. So yeah, it's not probably closer to 50. Probably closer to 50. But here is the link. If you guys want to join 420 Crew March Madness Bracket, there you go. And I'm going to text Bakes, let him know we're starting in 5 minutes. And I forgot, I was going live early, so we were ready for this. And we're ready with 5 minutes to spare. There we go. And shout out to everyone who's watching across all platforms because we got peeps watching on Rumble. Right now, we got our man Crispy in the chat over there. We got peeps watching on both YouTube channels, so on the Fantasy Football Hustler channel and then just on my personal channel. And then we got a couple people watching in the redraft group on Facebook and then some in the Dynasty group on Facebook. Shout out to whoever's watching on my personal page on Facebook. And then we got a handful of people on Twitch, like Kidda, who just jumped in there. And then we also got some people on Twitter, aka X. Let's go, give it to you. We're going to be starting this mock. And, I said 420. But, yeah, why don't we just start this off right now. And, actually, I'm just going to let Bakes know we're just starting right now. And maybe we'll just smoke a bowl real quick first and do what we planned, getting in at 4:20. There we go. Stranger said, after today's signing of Trent Brown, the Bengals, I feel pretty happy with our free agency. The only thing left possibly is a cornerback. Yeah, because cornerback in this year's draft is really not the deepest position. This year, some years it is the deepest position in the draft. And strange that what Taylor One said, I'm watching on Twitch on my phone, YouTube on my TV, and then Sleeper app on my phone. You the man. Appreciate all the support, bro. Appreciate it. Johnny said, Twitch on my laptop, YouTube on TV, Sleeper on my phone. There we go. We got some dedicated peeps. Appreciate you guys. Yep, Marty, Vikings did get Shaq Griffin. There we go. Kid the same way. So that's how I do it, Toyota One. Appreciate you guys. And he said the stupid ads. You know, we just need someone to gift Kidda A membership. Come on, somebody hook Kidda up. Let's do it. Kidda is one of the 420. Kidda is like probably the 420 crew member who is in this chat that I've known the longest. And not probably. He for sure is. Someone, let's hook him up. Click his name. Click the gift to sub. Appreciate it. Let's make sure that all the 420 crew members got the green cross next to their name. All right. And I do have it on like the lowest level of ads too. It's literally, I think, just like 1 minute every hour. And more or less, that's just to remind people to sign up. That's what it is. Derek said he ain't happy. His Cowboys ain't do shit in free agency. Got Eric Kendricks. Swooped him away from, where is he supposed to go? The Niners, right? Two minutes shy of 420. Crispy said, give Jesus a membership. Johnny said, nah, he sent me a bad offer one time like 6 months ago, and I'm a little bitch. Oh, man. What happened? All right. Let's see. We got 2 minutes left and 2 minutes before we start. Oh, check this out, guys. As I do more and more editing, always trying to come up with cool graphics, cool transitions, and sometimes I even get paid to do some cool stuff. So, Best Damn Sports Show, they contracted me to do a couple videos for them. Check these out. These little transitions are literally like 10 seconds. So I'll just put all of them on here just so we can run through them real quick. You guys could tell me which one you like the best in the, let's vote on which one you guys like the best. We got four of them here. Got four of them here. They're all literally 10 seconds. You tell me what you guys think, which one's the best. One, two, three, or four, or just give me the sport.
Surrounded by Canadians. Shoot the bucket, score!
There's the NHL one.
Jesperson, half court heave for the win.
NCAA basketball.
Out of one. Here's Jordan. Yes. It's all
over. And then this one's my favorite for their weed talk. All right, which one do you think was the best? Out of all those. Ow! Kid said this just did. Mike Williams tore his Achilles. Hitting this glob for Saquon. Let's go. And for everyone who is in the draft, nice. Toyota 1 said number 4. Man, that was my favorite too. Because I was just had to think, what would be a cool thing? Yeah, Marty said number 4 is the best. Shout out to Joe who just resubbed on Twitch. You the man. All right. And Johnny said, I like, he said, I like the best one is the MJ one. I mean, that one's super fire. I wanted to get some of his earlier ones, but the picture quality was so shit that, like, that's one of the things that kind of sucked about Michael Jordan. Like, it's not a lot of HD of his. And he said, make me want to go watch the movie now. Bro, that's one of my favorites. And let me see. For everyone who hasn't seen our next movie, our Cheech and Chong next movie, Silver Screen Breakdowns. That one was a good one. Let me see. I know it's got to be on here. Hold on. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know where the hell it is. Okay, might have to go find it in audio form. Some aren't on YouTube anymore. They're all in audio form. But all right, here we go. Let's get down to biz. Let's start this draft. 2 minute clocks. 2 minute clocks. I had in a previous one, I had the 111, and then I had the 103. This time I have the 106. Hey, hey, Crispy. That's one of the ways that Crispy gives back to his forgotten sons is by gifting 420 crew memberships on Twitch. You're the man, Crispy. And we got Caleb. We got Marvin Harrison. We got Jaden Daniels. We got Neighbors. And let's see where Peacock goes right in front of me here. Let's see. Drake May. Okay, that was one of the guys who I was going to be debating on. You know what? I had two guys in mind. Let's go with Dunze then. It's a pretty common top six that we've been seeing there. No, kiddo, that's not Up in Smoke. That is next movie. Never mind. I didn't see that. Giant said, which is the one that she starred Ajax? Yeah, Up in Smoke, the first one. Oh, man. So funny. I wish I could do the sound effects, but yeah, she was a savage, to say the least. Yeah, Jai said that noise she makes. And like, it was funny because he's just like separating it, just like fucking around. And it's like three huge, ginormous lines. And she's whoosh, up, down, up, or down, up, down, whatever. Joe, my dog ate my stash, man. I had to follow him around for a week until he crapped it out. It really blew the dog's mind, man. I got to meet Chong one time. Shout out to the Cannabis Guardian Angel, making sure I'm in the right place at the right time to meet the legend, and got to smoke with the legend. That was even cooler. But I got to talk to him for, I don't know, maybe like 2 minutes while he was on the way. While he was on the way to the elevator, going up to his room, and I got to bring up next movie, told him we did a podcast on it, and he was talking about, he was like, hey, where's my room key? I don't want to end up in the wrong room. And I was like, right, like in next movie? I was like, you don't want to end up in some random swingers room, do you? And he was like, so I think he did. I didn't even read off the last six here. Let's see. So we had J.J. McCarthy going 7. Brock Bowers going 8. Brian Thomas going 9. Very seen him go like right around that almost every time. And then we got Mitchell. And then we got Penix. And then we got Nix rounding out the first. So we had 6. Yes, we had 6 QBs going in the first round. And it's all QBs and wide receivers and Brock. So we see 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 wide receivers. And look at that, 4 wide receivers to start the second round there. Johnny says, mostly tie stick, but it's got some Labrador in it. What's Labrador, man? Where are we going to go with this? Yeah, see all the... Yeah, really, those top six. That's why those top six are going to be gone. they're just going to be gone. And, man, and you know what? I like going. I want to go wide receiver, but I feel like I'm going to lock down Blake Corum here. I can either get, like, you know, a double-digit wide receiver here, or I can get one of the top wide running backs. And then you had Brooks go right after that. So, insane in the membrane, that is for sure. Insane in the brain. All right, we are moving. And if everyone's down, we could do another mock draft as well. I mean, we could kind of mix two into an hour. So if anybody's down for that, just throw a comment in the chat so we know who would be down for round two of this. I think he says something like, hey, it's good shit, man. This is some good shit, man. Shout out to everyone watching around the different platforms. We got some peeps on Rumble, on X, on YouTube, on both channels we're streaming on. on Facebook, around a couple, and on Twitch. Shout out to everyone on Twitch as well. You guys are awesome. All right, cool. Derek said he's down for another one. Johnny said deuce, deuce. Bake said he's down for another round. Okay, cool. Yeah, with these little four rounders, we can knock out two mock drafts in about an hour. You know, we'll have a little bit of bullshitting in between, but not too much, you know, 5 or 10 minutes or whatever. There we go. Brendan Rice. Man, it's crazy because I feel like he's never, like, I feel like he's always going to fall out of the third round and that he's also never going to fall out of the second round. All right, Kidda said he's in. Perfect. Ooh, there goes Walker. That was a nice pick. Right there. So let's see. So we got Brooks, Worthy, Leggett, Braylon Allen, Brendan Rice, and Devontae Walker to round out the second round here. I don't even think I read out the first part of the first round. Coleman, McConkie, Franklin Polk, Benson, Corum. And now we got Wilson, Wright, Lloyd, Corley. Yeah, see, and just way better. Way better wide receiver options in the third round than in the, you know, than the running backs for sure. So yeah, see, if I'm in a case like that where I feel like we almost have hit a little bit of a wall as far as the wide receivers, I'm just pivoting to running backs. So yeah, we had Jay Wilson, then we had Wright, and then Lloyd, Corley, Purcell, and I took Roman Wilson. Let's go. Finally got him in one of these mocks. Yeah, Johnny said personal good value. For sure, for sure. Yeah, he's probably going to go in the second round of the NFL draft, and then he'll probably be like a third-round guy in a lot of these drafts. There goes McMillan. Oh, he jumped on McCaffrey. Big Tons wants those style points early, baby. He wants those style points early. There goes Irving. Yeah, see, and look at that. I know we might get a couple more QBs picked, but it's like after you get past those first, like, six, it's really a crapshoot on when the other ones are going to go. And there's usually only, like, two other guys who are going to go. Maybe three will go or four more. Like, I think four more would be the max. And Bake said it's Pearsall. Okay, Pearsall. And I know I'm always pronouncing it wrong, but Tino's the one who told me that it was Estime. There goes Jay Thrash. All right. All right. All right. There goes Shipley. Spencer Rattler. There we go. There's one of those guys that's for sure going. There's one other guy. Like, if any other QBs are drafted, I know it's going to be one guy specifically, and there still could be two or three drafted in this last round. Just really depends on how far people are going to go down the rabbit hole here. Ta Kidda, got to steal my style points. Stover. Yeah, probably. Yep, we're just going to go another wide receiver. We're going to go Burton here. So Spencer Rattler, Davis, Sanders, Gore, Stover, and Burton in the first part of the fourth round there. Johnny said, I'd be psyched if this was my real draft. Yeah, we still got a long way to go before these mocks. And then once we start mixing in IDP, things are just going to change. Not change drastically, but it makes some of these guys who are going in the third round pushes them down to the fourth round and so on and so forth. It just keeps trickling. All right, perfect. Toyota 1 says he's down to draft again. Perfecto. Perfecto. After this one, I'll go create another one. Shout out to everyone on X. Leave a comment in so we know that you're a real person, though, and not just an Elon Musk bot. Kid said, my guys suck. Don't pay them attention. In these mocks, I'm just going for style points. We don't even know where these guys are going to be landing or anything, but I'd be happy. Right. Oh, shit. Okay, there we go. So we did have four more QBs drafted because Milton, Travis, and Pratt went. And Marty said Dallas Turner, a second rounder, probably. Could be. Could be. All right. There we go. All right. In the books. In the books. I think so. I got to step aside for about 30. Okay. There we go. Let's see who had some of the good ones. So Bear Down. We got Bear Down. He went Caleb Williams, Keon Coleman, Wilson Rattler, pretty solid. Derek going Harrison, McConkey, Wright, Davis, Johnny going Daniels, Franklin, Lloyd, and Sanders, pretty solid. Kidda going three wide receivers to start, Neighbors, Polk, Corley, and Frank Gore Jr. Peacock going Drake May and Benson, Pearsall and Stover. And I went Adunze, Corum, Roman Wilson, and Burton. Let's see. I mean, everything's pretty well-rounded. I mean, it's not like anyone's having, like, shit drafts, you know, because nobody's drafting anybody who, like, all these guys, I mean, there's different levels to this, you know, there's different levels to this, but I feel like everyone has, like, they're pretty balanced here. I mean, even Big Tons, he has, or wait, who was, that's Kelly going McCarthy, Brooks, McMillan, Coing. Big Tons going Bowers. I swear Bowers is going to go at that 1-7 through 1-9 in every single draft. Like, we may see the hype get even bigger on him when he actually gets when he actually goes to a place. I don't know if his value is going to go down, though. I think it's like 1-7 to 1-9. He's been in every single mock that we've done. He's been there so far. And Big Tons got Bowers, Worthy, McCaffrey, and Milton. Not too shabby. Chris got Brian Thomas, Leggett, Irving, and Smith. Marty went Mitchell, Braylon Allen, Thrash, and Travis. Toyota 1 went Penix, Rice, Esteme, and Pratt. And Bakes went Nix, Devontae Walker, Shipley, and then Washington. Marty said, where's the best spot for Bowers to land? I don't even know if there's a best spot, but he's going to be going like top 10. So, all right, Big Ten said he's in again if needed. Yeah, I'm going to start another one right now. We're going to start another one right about meow. Let me just get over here and get the link for everybody. And this one will be dealer's choice. So this one, pick where you want to draft. Wherever you claim your spot, that's where you're going to draft. So it's also first come, first serve. Let's get another one going. Get some more smoking going, too. Got to turn off snake. Yeah, and even with the 2-minute clocks, we're flying pretty quick. Yeah, so I think this is the way that I like doing it. The first one will always get randomized. And then for the people who are here rocking with us and you do the second one, assuming, you know, you get in quick, you get to pick your spot. That just seems like a good, fair way to kind of do it. We'll get one that's super random. And then for those who are here rocking with the crew while we're doing this and you want to join a second one, you get to pick where you want to draft out of. And we got, let's see, Marty joined, Toyota 1 joined, Big Tons joined, Dominic Bear Down joined, Johnny and Derek joined. So let's see, we got 2, 3, we got 5 spots remaining, guys, 5 spots. I'll even go over to X, a.k.a. Twitter. X, go give it to you. And I'll throw the link in over there. Even though nobody's commenting or anything, but we got like a few dozen people watching over there. Comment, you weirdos. It's probably bots. is what it is. And at least Elon Musk is, you know, making sure he designed some bots to watch the live streams. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 4 spots left. Let's see who joined. Kidda joined. Pick your spot. We're not randomizing it. So pick the spot that you want to draft out of. We got the 104, 107, 110, and 111 available as of right now. Join up, you filthy animals. Let's go. And, oh, yeah, I think, isn't NXT having a pay-per-view today? I mean, the mock draft, either way, is going to be a little bit more fun than the NXT pay-per-view. But weird, why are they putting a pay-per-view on Tuesday? Unless it's just like, this is what WWE does now. Yeah, where the heck is it? Maybe not. Who knows? Okay. What happened? Did we get cut off and restart on Twitch? How many more spots do we got? We got, come on, guys. We got 4 open spots left. 4 open spots left. Let's fill her up. Four more spots, guys. 4 more spots. That's all we got open. Come on. Shut, Deke, so you can see real quick where we're at. Only 4 spots remaining. Come on. I'll throw it in our 420 crew. Well, actually, I'll go throw it on Patreon. How about that? Four more. Come on, guys. 4 more. Posting this on Patreon. See if I can get anybody in from there. Come on. Big Ten, hey, Song. Oh, he said I'm in on the road for about 45 minutes. I also went, okay, all right. Ha, Spiller is ass. Who said anything about Spiller? Spiller sucks. Dang, still 4 spots. And Big Ten said this year I should be back a lot more, hopefully. He said that last year I was kind of ghost. Hey, man, you're working a crazy amount and always underground like crazy. So, yeah. All right. We gonna have... I don't know. Let me see. Got a few other places where we might be able to throw this in. I'm surprised we don't have more people wanting to mock draft right now. But I'll go actually post this into Sleeper.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Okay. Just posting this in all the leagues in Sleeper. Let's see if we get anyone joining. At least all the 420 crew dynasty leagues. Oh my gosh, I didn't even post the link. What an idiot. Oh man, I did all that and I did not even post the link. All right, so now I gotta go back and do that real quick. Thought I had it all on one message, doing the copy and paste thing. Totally screwed the pooch on that one. Let's see if with, I don't know how many I posted in, 12 or 13 leagues. I didn't post in all of them. Let's see. What up, Tino? And Crispy said, I haven't really researched rookies. What do you think we're doing now, Crispy? What do you think we're doing now? This is the research. Like, literally, the amount of research that I have done with you guys since the end of the Super Bowl is, like, literally all the research I've done. And not literally. Like, I mean, I know I've done more than what I've said, like, online. But come on. That's what I'm saying. It's like, this is the research. We're not even giving grades. We're not even giving grades here. All right. Who do we get to join? Tino, did you join? Timmy joined. Okay, there we go. Marco from the future joined. Let's go. Oh, and Tino, let's hit this bong, bro. From the bone. Let's go. Toyota 1.
It's from the
bone. It's from the bone. All right, there we go. Tino took the last spot. Let's get this ready. Here we go. Turn the sound off over here. And here. And here we go.
All right, fire them up!
Marco, good evening from the future. Thanks for joining in. We started a little earlier today than we did yesterday. Marty said, last week I barely knew the first rounders. Now I'm getting into the third round of things. He said, come fourth round. He said, I don't know many players. Yeah, exactly right. Like, this is part of the process. It's like learning players' names and all that. Like, that makes a big difference. And like, yeah, we know a bunch of the top end guys, but the more we mock, the more we learn. Uh-oh, Tino said, watch this, Timo. Uh-oh, Tino's about to get super sneaky over here. Let's go. Let's see it, Tino. All right. Let's see where Toyota 1 goes here. He's thinking a lot about this number two pick here. And, went Drake May. And Kidda went Harrison. Let's go. Let's do it. What? Marco doesn't have the green plus still. What the hell? So we got Caleb, Drake May, Marvin Harrison, Neighbors, Adunze, Daniels. So that might be the latest that we've kind of seen him. Seen him going. Ooh, Brian Thomas. That's a little bit earlier. Crispy said, only thing I've heard is people shifting on Williams. I mean, maybe it's me shifting on Williams because I talk trash about him. But I don't know who's shifting on him. He's still like the unanimous number one in Superflex. Yeah, let's get it. Kidda hitting the stone cold. What? All right, let's see. Where am I going to go with this? This is my stance. That's where I'm going. I'm going Michael Penix and Brock again at the 108. Let's see where Tino goes because he said, watch this team. Let's see it. JJ McCarthy, there goes another one. Been seeing four to six QBs on the reg going in the first round. And there goes another one. That might be six, right? Yeah, totally is. Yep. Six going in the first round. Six didn't even make it to Derek at the 112. Let's see where Derek goes with this one. Troy Franklin, not too shabby. Why do we? This is weird. All right. Shout out to everyone watching across all platforms. We got peeps watching on Facebook, on multiple YouTube channels, on Twitch, and on X and Rumble. Let's go. Tina, sit down. That JJ pick messed me up. I was going all Michigan. Right before you, and then you had to pivot, huh?
That bong, 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 bong. Let me hit that bong.
Coleman, Worthy, Polk, Mitchell, Corley, wide receivers. No, Tino, it's four players, but you can pick what. You can pick whatever you want. You're not confined to picking any specific positions. You just pick four players, whoever you want. Ta, of course not. He ain't. There goes Corm right there. Nah, Corm's not leaving the second round. There's just not enough running backs. You know, I wouldn't be mad if I get Devontae Walker late in the second round. Lock it in. All right, then we got Benson, Corum, Walker, Lloyd, Estime, and McConkie. Allen, Braylon Allen making it to the third. He's been going in the second like crazy. Crispy said league 15, everyone's shitting on Williams. I mean, that's one league, and it's because Timmy made that trade or something. I'm pretty sure that's why. Pretty sure that's why. And that's definitely not everybody. That's definitely not everybody. But yeah, I know them specifically. Man, look at that. Brendan Rice making it to the 3-5. I was just biting my tongue as long as I could. Like, damn, no, nobody's got him yet. Nobody's got him yet. But, yeah, 3-5. That's the lowest we've seen him go. Is people just forgetting about him? Because ADP is not really, I mean, I don't know. Like, this ADP is based on how people are drafting, and we're adjusting the ADP for them, doing them a favor pretty much. Oh, there goes Wright. Baker. Yeah, let's see. Ah, man, there goes Roman Wilson right in front of me. Nice pick. You know, fuck it. We're going to get these style points early. Make sure we get Frank Gore Jr. on the squad. Let's go. There goes McMillan. Man, we're going to be able to knock out two mock drafts. Two mock drafts with a 20-minute buffer in there still. And two, maybe it was like 10-minute buffer. But yeah, we'll call it 10-minute buffer. I'm knocking out two mock drafts in under an hour with 10-minute buffer time. Spencer Rattler. Derek locked him down. There goes Milton. So let me see. So when we get there, what's that? That's eight, right? Six, seven, eight. Yep, eight. Are we going to get to, are we going to get to 10? So that's like the most that I really see like happening in these drafts is like 10 of these rookie QBs. If it's only four rounds, longer than four rounds, who knows? And all of our super flex IDP are seven rounds. Just like the NFL. There goes Irving. There goes Smith. And Crispy said, Timmy loves you. Marty said, Roman Wilson is going too damn low. He's going to skyrocket after the NFL draft, I think. Landing spot's going to make a big difference for all of these guys. Like, that's one of the things that's crazy is, like, combine. Like, just the combine. Like, that is determining people's values, certain people. And then when we get to the draft, I mean, that is going to completely change people's value altogether. All together on these guys. Come on. Let's see it bear down. Sanders. Guarendo. Man, it's kind of ugly. Super ugly at the end. I guess I'll go with Will Shipley here. It's a super crapshoot in the fourth round. It's like, I mean, especially with not knowing like these guys' destinations. Davlin said, just hoping in my super flex league that someone takes Daniels before pick six and I get Rome. Maybe. Maybe. This is the, I mean, this one, he went at 106. I think this is like maybe the sixth rookie mock draft that we've done just this past week. And that's the lowest that he's gone. So he's been going higher than that. I mean, I saw him go 102. Actually, I think, did we see him go 101 in a league? I don't know. I doubt it. But I know we've seen him go 102, 103, 104. And Kittis said, not me. I hate the combine. Well, whether they change value, whether you change your value on players or not is one thing. But I mean, everything changes people's value. Said bench presses for defense is good. Yeah. Big Ton said, Luke McConkey, I was hoping would fall. And Tino said, I can tell people are drafting off combine hype already. Give me some examples of off the combine hype. But yeah, for sure, guys like Worthy, right? Maybe Brian Thomas. Who else? Yeah, who else might have? So that's where you got to let me know, because a lot of these guys have been going in this place since we started doing this. But I think, just a big clusterfuck for a lot of these guys. Oh yeah, Guarendo for sure. But like, look how late he went though. He went in the fourth round. Like we're throwing darts like in the fourth round. Because, yeah, I mean, these are the guys that, I mean, Guarendo was, I mean, he's six picks away from being, you know, a free agent in the league. Marty said, had to do it to him. All right. And I think someone was asking something about March Madness. So, there is max 10 entries. Okay. All right. So, and Davlin said, remember, Alex, I called Puka time. Well, yeah. Remember, tell me now. Because last year you didn't tell me before when we were in this part of the process. So tell me now, not after the draft, not in August, not in July. Because I don't remember when you told me. I remember you telling me, but I know it wasn't this early. So Davlin, tell me right now, who is like this year's Puka? How about that? And doesn't even have to be, he doesn't even have to finish like Puka. But Puka was a fifth rounder. Tell me who's Amon-Ra. You know, someone who's just drafted so hella late and just ends up just outproducing their ADP by like 1,000%. Timmy's in here. He said, you're something crispy. Oh, man. Yeah, Kittis said Pacheco was a seventh rounder. Hell yeah. And like, look at Pacheco in our rookie drafts. Like, he was going in like the sixth and seventh round. Big Tons said, who wants to work a trade while I drive while I drive to work in any league? I gosh, I'm gonna go do it. I did. Okay, I didn't see that. Where okay, let me hold on. Let's go back. Hold on. Okay, said Cowing was there for you, I bet. DJ Moore 2.0. Okay. Let me see. I'm literally gonna make notes of this. This is gonna be like the calling shots. Let's see. GPS rolling on the miners at the combine. That's why Leggett will be good. Okay. Okay, so Cowing and Leggett. Okay. Gotcha. And it's because you're on Facebook. I don't know. Just got mixed in. Said they look above. Leggett most likely be a top rookie wide receiver. My late wide receiver are Corley and well, I mean, Corley went in the second round here. I've been seeing him go in the second round. In most of our mocks, so we'll throw him in there. And let me see. where Leggett, because I know I did a video and we had all the, and based on a few sites like rankings and stuff, let's see, where was Leggett projected? I mean, Leggett projected as, I mean, at least when I did this video, it was like a week before the combine, he was projected as a top 8 wide receiver. Here was the, here was how the top 15 were rated. And this is like 3 or 4 sites, like kind of putting all their, everything all into one. And ended up being Harrison, Neighbors, Adunze, Franklin, Brian Thomas, Mitchell, McConkey, Leggett, Worthy, Coleman, Walker, Burton, Polk, Rice, and Pearsall. But yeah, this is a deep wide receiver class, so we need to know these late guys for sure. Marty said DJ Moore 2.0, I'll pass. Giant said Killer Kelly had a killer draft.
She's a killer queen.
Big Ten said not that I'll be a huge one, but McCaffrey while plays ADP by a lot. Probably. I mean, he's been getting drafted in the 4th in most of these rounds, pretty much, you know, almost going undrafted. Crispy said I knew someone would leak our love for each other. Timmy, that's hilarious. hey, what up, Hess? We just got finished with our second mock draft of the night. We're going to be doing, I'm going to be doing this 2 to 4 times a week where we're doing like rookie mock drafts. We're really going to be getting these guys' names on our radar. At least you came here while I'm doing a little recap right now, though. And so we're going to recap this here. And oh, shit, Hess hopped on Rumble as well. Appreciate you, bro. Hell yeah, man. Shout out. Just everybody. So if you guys don't know why I like Rumble so much is I do the same type of streaming on Rumble that I do everywhere else, but they have a small creator program on Rumble because they're one, you know, they're kind of like brand new in this and they're trying to like incentivize small creators, you know, like myself to get over there. And they do have guys like Barstool Sports and shit. Like, I mean, there's different kinds of pods that are over there now, but I got into this small creator program over there. Only like 100 people could get in. I was one of them, and I actually made it past their first round of cuts and made it to the second round. And UFC 299, I mean, that might have been one of those ones that really helped out because we had like thousands of people watching on the stream at the same time with that one. And but super dope, man. I got like $500 from them just for doing the same shit that I would be doing anyways. So that being said, go follow on Rumble. Free to follow. $5 to subscribe, just like on Twitch, just like on YouTube and all that. So if you guys want to support the show, you can do that there. And you can even leave super chats on Rumble. So real cool. They're bringing it back for the small creator, and like smoking weed and all those kind of things are not getting me, you know, shadow banned over there. There's been more people watching on Rumble than everywhere else combined. And it is because we're getting a little bit of a push from them being in their small creator program, but still. And what Davlin say, he said, to be honest, I like these ADPs for the running backs. He said, I know it's team dependent, so it's volatile position. Yeah, for sure. And that's what's like, you know, when teams need running backs, not just want a running back, we're going to see those running backs rise in ADP. But as of right now, if you don't need a running back, we kind of see the value on these guys, and draft capital in the NFL is the only thing that can kind of change it. And Davlin, you know, I do have a kick, but I haven't had the time to figure out how to go live there without using their, like, I need to be able to plug that into my streaming software because I'm never just going to stream on Kick like by itself, at least not yet. And but what did he say? It's a volatile position, Benson Brooks. If you wait for a sophomore year, ACL, yeah, for sure. Right, Allen, Bucky, change of NFL backfields for sure. Davlin said, doesn't Kick pay you hourly automatically? I don't know. Let's see. Good question, Aquato. like Twitch streamers can earn money through Kick via their audience. They can earn donations, paid subscriptions. Kick.com promises to always stay a true 95 to 5 split. That's crazy because everyone else is like 50-50, 60-40. Aside from the Kick Creator Incentive Program. Let's see. So I guess I got to look into this Kick Creator Incentive Program. Let's go see. We'll figure this out. Oh, your channel must be verified. Yeah, let's see. Streamers workshop, three phases streamers. Yeah, I guess I'll look into this though. This is interesting though. Yeah, shitload of followers. Well, not a shitload. I mean, 1,500. But for someone who has like zero, yeah, to get there. Yeah, well, I guess we'll see. I'll look into this more. But yeah, Rumble's doing good. Davin said Aiden Ross is a creative partner, so it's all about the user. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I have zero stats or anything on there, so like that's the tough part. And that guy Aiden Ross, man, like that guy's a fucking that guy's a savage, dude. That guy's a savage. Like that's the only thing that I can say is that he's a savage. Crispy said, kick someone's ass, creator. Sign me up. Whew. I'm going to finish that one in a second here. Smoking on some Jasper, guys. This is the Sour Durban Cookies, 28% THC. How many total cannabinoids here? Why am I not seeing total cannabinoids on here? Weird. They have it on this other one. Why don't they have it on there? No idea. All right. Let's finish this bowl and we're going to get ready to get up out of here. Two mock drafts down. Only took us an hour and we had some time to chill. Let's see. I'll read this off here, actually. So, yeah, I don't think I read any of these off. So, we got Marty took Caleb and Keon Coleman, Braylon Allen, Milton. Milton's been going in that area. Did I read any of these? No, I didn't. I'm not. It's like got deja vu because we just did this like 30 minutes ago. Toyota 1 going for Drake May, Worley, Leggett, Luke McCaffrey getting those style points. Kidda, go Marvin Harrison Jr., Polk, Pearsall, Irving. Yeah, Pearsall seems like it's going to be a good third-round pick. Landing spots definitely mean everything, though. Marco going Neighbors, Mitchell, Burton, Smith. All right, there we go. All wide receivers, and Big Tons went all wide receivers, going to Dunze, Corley, Brendan Rice, and Muhammad. Bear down going no wide receivers, going Daniels, Brooks, Wright, and Sanders. Timmy going Thomas, Benson, Baker, and Guerrero. Johnny going Brock Bowers, Blake Corum, Roman Wilson, and Thrash. I went Penix, Walker, Gore, and Shipley. Kelly went J.J. McCarthy, Lloyd, McMillan, and Davis. Tina went Nix, S. Timmy. Wilson and Sinoy, Sinet, Sinat, Schnott. Derek went Shipley, McConkey, Spencer Rattler, and Matt, and Pratt. Pratt's a Notre Dame dude, right? Nope, Tulane. All right. And there you have it. Kid said he really likes Polk's film. It looks nice, man. Looks real nice with him and what's his name? Daniels. Not Daniels, Penix. I mean, getting everybody confused, man. So many bowls deep. All these college players, like, I just need them to get on an NFL team already so we can start giving them, like, some real, real value. All right, Toyota One said, later, bro. See you live stream next week. Back to work tomorrow. All right, sounds good, brother. And if you're still around in the mornings, we'll be around in the mornings. We're going to finish this bowl, and we're going to get up out of here. Shout out to the crew and everyone who was rocking in the whole time. And we're getting up out of here. See you tomorrow morning. Peace out.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.